Coming up just after 6 o'clock, Dr. Terry Smith, professor of political science at Columbia College. I've gotten to where that phrase just throws me now. Professor of political science. I have to practice that during the break here. We're going to analyze the results of the races, national, state, local, and see if we can figure out, with your help, exactly what happened on Tuesday night and how it's going to affect us as we move forward. There is one fellow who's got kind of a bleak analysis of what's going on out there right now, and that is Lou Dobbs. He is the host you see on CNN every weeknight. He's got a new book out there, and earlier this afternoon we talked to Lou about his new book, War on the Middle Class. You see him every weeknight as the host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on CNN. He's the author of a new book, War on the Middle Class. Lou Dobbs, welcome to the Eagle.
Darn great to be with you.
The title of your book is rather provocative, Lou. Who is making war on the middle class, and how are they doing it?
Well, the elites of this country, in both business and government, special interests, corporate America, they're doing so through about, well, this election that we just had cost $2.6 billion from the campaigns to election night, and election morning, I guess, as well. $2.6 billion, most of that funded by corporate America. Corporate America, through its influence in government and absolute domination of our political system, has put our middle class in direct competition with the cheapest labor in the world, promoted illegal immigration, and has put commerce ahead of the national interest in almost every instance. And that's how.
Now, the election, the $2.6 billion that was spent, a lot of it obviously has gone to, it resulted in the Democrats taking control of Congress and probably the Senate as well. Will there be any noticeable change in how the government deals with the middle class, with the Democrats in control of Congress?
Well, as you know, I have just about the same opinion of both political parties. The Democrat, the virtue of the Democratic Party is it hasn't been in power for 12 years. So we'll have to wait and see what they can actually do. A number of their candidates have talked, hopefully, about what they will do for our middle class. And I define the middle class, as you know, Derek, as everyone but the wealthy and the poor in this country. 95% of all Americans identify themselves as middle class. But what's interesting is that both parties are absolutely bought and paid for by corporate America. Their agenda is not going to deviate too much from that of what their corporate masters want.
Now, if 95% of us comprise the middle class, what do the political parties and their corporate masters gain by destroying it?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You know, you and I think, probably would agree that over the long term they're going to lose rather than gain. But it's interesting that these companies no longer refer to themselves as U.S. multinationals. They refer to themselves as multinationals. And it's as if they suck the blood and capital and labor out of this country, they'll just move to emerging markets overseas. And, in fact, do not act as American citizens, corporate citizens, but rather as world citizens, and it really matters not to them where they earn a profit or where they can pay the least the lowest possible wages. As a result, the very concept of America, in my opinion, is threatened.
So this is manifested then in our government's approach toward securing the borders.
Absolutely. Corporate America is putting the middle class in direct competition with the cheap foreign labor, whether they're outsourcing and offshoring production, outsourcing jobs to the cheapest labor markets, or whether they're importing the cheapest possible labor, that is, illegal aliens coming across our southern border, and I mean by the millions. And what happens once they're in this country is that they work very hard, for most of them, certainly, and the illegal employers of illegal aliens are benefiting incredibly, driving their profits and profitability, while the American citizen, sucks his or her thumb, pays for the health care services for illegal aliens, pays for their education, pays for Social Security, and is told just simply, shut up, it'll all be fine. Meanwhile, it isn't so fine.
Lou Dobbs is our guest on the Eagle 93.9. He's the author of the new book, War on the Middle Class. Lou, has this been your understanding of the relationship between corporate world and our government, or has your view changed over the last few years?
Well, it hasn't changed over the last few years, but it's certainly changed since the corporate corruption scandals of 2001 and 2002. It certainly changed with September 11th, when this government, despite every rational reason in the world to secure the border has refused to do so. And despite the fact that we are just absolutely vulnerable to terrorist attack, terrorists walking across that border unimpeded, without hesitation, our Homeland Security Department, Derek, takes the shoes off 85-year-old women in our airports, but doesn't care who crosses that border. It's insane. And one of the reasons is corporate America is demanding that cheap labor. Another reason is that someone in this country apparently doesn't want to win the war on drugs, because Mexico is also the principal source of heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, and marijuana coming into this country. And that's about $45 billion, $25 to $45 billion in revenue going into Mexico, plus a $50 billion trade deficit, plus another $25 billion in remittances from Mexico's citizens living in this country, most of them illegally, and sending money back home. It's just unconscionable what our elected officials and the federal government is permitting.
So you say that there's an incentive for somebody to not make a difference in the war on terror. Who would that be? Is that the government, or are there those in the corporate world that are profiting from the drug trade?
Oh, absolutely. There are people in the corporate world profiting from the legal drug trade. I'm not suggesting they're profiting from the illegal drug trade. But the fact is that, you know, this is also, you want to talk about lawful drugs, we are now the most medicated nation in the world. We have got a drug for every possible perceived malady. A little depression? Pop this. Your kid is a little overly active? Pop that. We medicate our children at the highest rate of any industrialized or developed country in the entire world. It's unconscionable what we're doing. In terms of the illegal drug trade, there's no question. But what the elites of Mexico are profiting mightily. And people say, well, don't worry about illegal immigration. You know, Mexico's a poor nation. That's not true. Mexico is not the poorest, but rather the wealthiest nation in Latin America. And that corrupt and incompetent government of Mexico has continued to follow policies and to keep half its people in poverty, abject poverty. So Americans are awakening, and I think the election is testament to that. Middle class America is awakening to the fact that if it doesn't find representation in Washington, that it's doomed, and there's no question of it.
Lou Dobbs is our guest on the Eagle 93.9. We're discussing his book, War on the Middle Class. One of the events of recent months that you've discussed that has gotten no attention from anywhere else in the mainstream media was a meeting that took place in Banff, Alberta, back in September. A group of high-powered business executives and top-level government officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico got together.
Right.
What was that about, and how does this affect the middle class?
It's all part of what is an attempt by three governments without authorization or legitimacy from the consent of those citizens to integrate the economies of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and for the United States to surrender its sovereignty to what is called the North American Union. And the progress of that is not some, you know, rabid, wild-eyed conspiracy theory. It is happening right now. It is being led by the administrative and ministerial personnel of all three governments, and the American people don't even know what's about to hit them.
Again, is this something that the Democrats can change, or are they even aware of it, or have they been complicit in this?
They've been absolutely complicit, and we're going to see if this Congress, the Republicans governed as if they were election-proof. They had every reason to think that, using fear, tactics of fear, whether it be the war on terrorism, global competitiveness, or the politics of limitation. Well, we can't control our border. We can't inspect the cargo. But the Democrats now understand that nothing is election-proof in this country. So I hope that the Democrats will govern as though the middle class is awakening, because I believe it is, perhaps slower than I would like, but I do believe this election suggests that the American working man and woman and middle class are awakening to the power they have to shape the destiny of the country. On November 4th, 2008, that will be a very tough date in destiny for the Democrats, in my opinion, if they fail to put our middle class first.
And if that doesn't happen, if the middle class is not represented in this government the way you feel it should be, what will America look like in 20 years?
In 20 years, I just simply cannot fathom what it would look like. I do know this. The American middle class, which is the foundation of this nation, will be reduced, I'm guessing, by at least half. We will have ever wealthier people and ever poorer people, and the American dream will be dead. It's that simple. Parents will no longer be able to look their children in the face and assume that they will have better lives than they. When that happens, this becomes a very different nation, if a nation at all.
Hmm. The final chapter of your book is devoted to a strategy for fighting back. How can Americans take the country back, Lou?
Well, Derek, as you know, I'm urging all concerned Americans to participate in their local communities and begin taking back political power at the local level, working in their school board meetings, working in their city hall meetings, making their presence felt, what Daniel Patrick Moynihan used to call participatory democracy. I'm also suggesting Americans consider what I've done, and that is I've registered as an independent. And actually, in the state I live, which is New Jersey, you can't register solely as an independent. You have to be what's called unaffiliated with any political party. But to register as either independent or unaffiliated, which is really the same thing, and send a loud message to the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee that you're not going to be taken for granted by either of these political parties, which are frankly, as a friend of mine says, you know, they're just two wings of the same bird. And the middle class, you know, the middle class is the group getting the bird in this country, some 250 million Americans. They're being sliced and diced into irrelevancy. And either they awaken and understand that we've got to fight for the direction and the destiny of this country, or we're going to lose all the promise that it holds for our children.
Well, Lou, I'm sorry we missed you when you came to Kansas City recently, but I encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of your book because it is to the point and in plain English lays out the case for the need for what amounts to a revolt of the middle class here in the United States. It's war on
Absolutely.
The middle class. Lou Dobbs, thank you for joining us today on the Eagle 93.9.
Derek, great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Lou Dobbs of CNN paints a grim picture for the middle class, and let's hope that it's not as bad as he says. Let's hope that perhaps the election results this time around send a message to the officials in Washington, D.C. Coming up, we're going to discuss the politics of the next 2 years with Dr. Terry Smith, professor of political science with Columbia College. That's straight ahead on The Drive. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle 939.com.